神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We welcome you to the broadcast.
我们欢迎您到我们的节目中来。
Today I'm going to talk about something that's very important.
今天我们谈的是很重要的。
Now I know many of you are very careful about things that you buy.
我知道我们当中有人买东西很小心。
You look for the best price, for the best quality.
你会找一个价钱最合理而且品质最好的。
Now, I know that you think it's very important in choosing a good car.
我知道你要买一部车也是很小心的选择。
And if you are going to buy a house that you're going to put a lot of money in, you carefully choose where and what kind of house you get.
如果你要买一栋房子的话，你也是很小心的，好好的思想，然后到底要在什么地方买。
But I'm going to talk about something far more important than either of those.
但是我要谈的是比你选择车子、选择那种品质啊，或房子更重要的事情。
I'm going to talk to you about choosing your husband or your wife.
我讲的是怎么样去选择你的先生或者是妻子。
Now, none of us are perfect.
没有一个人是完全的。
We all have little flaws in our life.
我们一个人都有自己的短处。
But there are some flaws in the lives of people that are so large that if you marry them, it's going to become great problems in your life.
但是如果呢，你找到一个人，他的这种弱点太多的话，那么会造成你婚姻里面的问题。
So today we're going to talk about looking for a good mate, a person that you can live withAnd enjoy the rest of your life.
所以今天我要谈的是啊，找一个理想的一个配偶，然后让你们可以享受你们的整个人生。
Now you say, how do we go about making a choice? How do we go about looking at this?
那你就说，那如何能够来找呢？
We are made up of character traits.
人是有道德品格的。
This character traits that we have are built on many areas of our lives.
那么这个品格呢、啊、关系到我们生活的每一个部分。
They come from our temperament, our personality, but much of it comes from the moral training that we have in our life.
它的因素有从我们的生性生下来就有的，有的是我们的个性养成的。那大部分呢，就是关系到我们的道德品性。
Now we have talked about this thing of called falling in love.
我们谈过什么叫做谈恋爱，或者是啊、有恋情
，which is purely an emotional thing.
那基本上是完全是情绪部分的。
It will probably burn out in 2 years.
两年之后，可能这些恋情就褪色了。
So that is why you and I cannot just look at the person that is attracting us through our emotions.
所以你绝对不要只找一个在你的情绪上会吸引你的。
It is a wise person that when you spend time with this friend of yours that's becoming special, that you watch for little danger signals.
一个聪明的人呢，当你在跟你的伴侣在一起，你的朋友在一起的时候呢，你一定要很小心的去发现那些很小的危机记号。
I want to give you some to watch for.
那我要给你一些啊、原则让你来注意。
when you are going with a young man or young woman who tells you that people always treat them wrong.
如果有一个人常常告诉你说呢，哪些人对待他不好，不对。
Maybe sometimes they'll say that their mother or their father or their boss, they treat them wrong.
常常说他的，比如说他的爸爸妈妈或他的老板呢，对他不公平。
You see, these are people who feel sorry for themselves.
这样的人是一个自我可怜的人。
They're self-centered in this area.
那在这方面他们是很自我中心的。
Watch that.
所以这个要小心。
Then you'll see some others that are very sensitive.
那也有的呢是很敏感的。
They are very quick to be hurt.
很容易被伤害。
You have to be careful many times what you say to them.
那变成了你就要很小心的对他们说话非常的小心。
They can be very moody.
他们很情绪化。
One time they're happy, the next time they're way down.
有时候很快乐，马上就很低潮。
You might think you'll be able to change them once you get married, but that cannot be.
或许你以为呢，你跟他结婚之后你会改变他，事实上是很难的。
Then we have to watch for those people who have hatred inside.
然后你也要注意有一些人里面存着恼恨。
There are people that they get disgusted at things.
那他们呢，对一些事情呢，就是记恨。
They'll tell you, oh, I just hate that.
然后他就非常的痛恨。
They'll tell you of something that someone has done to them and they'll say, I just despise them.
有时候跟你讲谁对他怎么样，然后他就很啊痛恨他。
When this is strong in them, it means that they have some deep bitternesses and resentments.
如果他很强烈的强调这个的话，表示他里面存着恼恨还有苦毒。
And if you marry them, it's going to go over onto you, their hatreds and resentments.
如果你嫁给这种人的话，或娶这种人的话，这些恼恨跟苦毒呢，马上就会临到你的身上。
Then you have the one that is always judging people.
那另外一个是常常喜欢论断人的。
They see the worst in everything.
对别人看到的都是不好的部分。
They're always talking about people and saying how bad or how wrong they are.
总是在讲别人，就讲到说呢，他们多不好啊，他们多差劲。
Then you have the person who is a controller.
另外一个是那种很喜欢控制人家的人。
They're the masters.
他们是主人。
They're the ones that's overpowering and they do what they want to do.
然后呢，他们掌管着他的权力，他们想做什么就做什么。
Sometimes as a young woman, you might think, oh, he's a strong young man.
有时候呢，如果你是个女孩子，你想说这个男人还真有主见，还真的有魄力。
And that's the kind of young man I want.
那这种男人我喜欢。
But an overpowering, mastering man or woman will give you heartache down through your life.
不管男人或女人过于喜欢掌控的话，那你以后的人生就有的受了。
Then you have that one that seems to be very indifferent about anything. They're not concerned about life at all. They just want to have fun.
那有一种人呢，他们对于人生呢，只关心到好不好玩，有没有娱乐。其他呢，他们不关心。
They're very easygoing.
他们呢，非常的随性。
They don't really have much life to do things. They just rather sit around and watch television.
那人生里面呢，不做什么，只看电视。
When you ask their opinion, they never have an opinion.
问他意见的时候，他什么意见都没有。
Do it as you like to do, they'll say.
他会跟你说呢，随便你怎么做。
Whatever you say is all right.
你做什么都可以。
You might think that's nice now.
或许你想说，他很好。
But when you marry someone that is very indifferent and just lets you go by, you're the one that will have to take care of everything in the family.
如果你嫁或娶一个这样子随便都让你去做的人的话，那么你一辈子就要担他的责任了。
Then you have the one who gets very angry easy.
另外一个是很容易生气的人。
It doesn't take anything for them just to blow up.
一点点小事情他们就会爆发出来。
Now many times they're very careful not to blow up at you.
有时候呢他们对你会很小心不会爆发脾气。
But then there's those who will fuss with you and fight with you, and then after that everything's just fine.
这种人一点事情有时候也会跟你爆发然后发泄出来之后一下就好了。
An angry person is a person that's going to be very hard to deal with as you face life.
一个好生气的人，你一辈子跟他在一起的话，可能很难去相处。
Then you may have and see in the other person various times of being very sad, being seemingly depressed, looking inward, and at times you wonder how you can help them to lift them up.
另外一种是常常看他们很沮丧，非常的那种低潮，没有快乐，你就想说我可以帮助他，让他快乐一点。
You may feel very good trying to help them.
当你在帮他的时候，你或许觉得很好。
Trying to bring them out of their depression.
让他们离开他们的沮丧。
But when you have to live with that year after year, you will understand then how hard that is.
但是如果你日日年年要跟他在一起的话，要帮助这样一个伤心沮丧的人是很难的。
Then there's a person who has a very low self-image of themselves.
另外一种是自信心非常的低，没有价值感。
They talk about how they can never do anything good enough.
他们从来都不觉得自己可以做好事情。
They're ones that are easily pushed around by others and led around by others.
他们就是这样子跟人家走，然后任人摆布。
Then you have the one who is very negative.
另外一种是非常消极的人。
They're always saying the opposite.
想的总是相反的。
They disapprove of so many things.
然后对一些事情呢都做反证明。
These are people that will be very difficult to understand and to live with.
这样的人你也很难理解，而且很难相处。
They will make you negative.
他们也会让你变得消极。
Until you can't see anything positive in life.
以至于你没有办法看到任何积极的一面。
Then you will find those that are lack self-confidence.
那有一些是缺乏自信的。
They doubt themselves.
常常怀疑自己。
They feel very insecure.
没有安全感。
And it's very hard in your life to keep carrying a person along who is very insecure.
在你的人生里面要背负一个这种没有安全感这样的人的话，你是很难的。
These are some of the traits or danger signals you should watch for.
那么这些特质还有这些危险的记号，你要小心的注意观察。
Now, all of us may at one time or another express some of these traits.
那有时候呢，一个人呢，会偶尔出现某一些特质。
But when a person is constantly showing this side of themselves and it seems to come out without them being able to control it, then you better watch out.
如果一个人的一种特质很强烈的常常出现，没有办法自我控制的话，那么你就要小心了。
Now let's look for some good traits.
那我们也来看一看什么是好的特质呢？
Some traits that will develop in that person until they will become responsible. They will be a person that will help you to grow in life, not push you down.
有这个特质的人呢，他们会建立成一种责任感，然后会把你提携起来，不会让你就是倾倒下去。
Get someone that has a noble character.
比如说他有很高贵的道德。
No matter where they work or the people they know, the people look at them as people or a person who has a fine, noble character.
不管他们的工作或生活或在朋友当中呢，都出现一种非常高尚的道德品质。
They won't say, oh, they have a noble character, but they usually say, you know, they're really a good person.
那别人讲他的时候当然不会讲说他有好的道德，而是说呢，他实在很好。
That's a person that really stands out with his character being that people look at as something very fine.
这样的人，他们的道德表达呢，常常出现出来，让别人看得到，然后来夸他们。
Now you might say, can you find that very often?
或许你的问题是我们能找到这种人吗?
Yes, there are a lot of good young men and good young women.
当然有很多很好的年轻男人或女人呢，他们都有很高尚的道德品质。
I was on a train one time.
有一次我在火车上。
And there were not any empty seats.
在那里没有空位。
A young man was sitting down and his girlfriend came and sat on his knee.
有一个年轻人就坐进来，然后他的女朋友坐在他的膝盖，他的大腿上。
I watched them for a while.
我就注意他们。
And I noticed how the girl was really fondling him and sitting there, and I could see the troubled look coming on his face.
那当这个女孩子坐在他的大腿上的时候呢，跟他很亲昵，这个男孩子有一点尴尬。
He wasn't comfortable in what she was doing.
他不觉得这个女孩子这样子很适合，他不觉得很舒服。
I think maybe he was somewhat embarrassed.
或许他觉得有点不好意思。
And finally, I saw him say to her, "You get up, and then I'll let you sit down."
后来我就听这个男孩子说呢，你起来一下，我让你坐，我站起来。
You see, here was a young man that was recognizing that what was happening to him was not good.
这个男孩子他体会到说他这样子做女朋友这样做是 不太好的。
And he didn't want to act like that on the train.
那他不希望这样的一个画面呢在火车里面来出现。
I believe basically he was a good young man.
我相信这个男孩子有着很好的一些品质。
Now another thing I want you to notice is one that is trustworthy.
另外一个是值得信赖的。
You can trust them.
你可以信赖他。
If you find a young man that you have questions about, you're not sure that you can really trust him, you better get away from them.
如果你面对一个年轻人，你常常会怀疑，你不确定的话，你最好就不要交朋友了。
Because you have a whole lifetime of having to trust that person you marry.
不然的话，你整个人生就要在这种怀疑上面挣扎。
As you notice they go through situations and that they seem to be a person that can be trusted, it should give you a warmth and a confidence in your heart.
如果对方是一个值得你信赖的人的话，不管什么情境上来，都给你一个温馨，还有依赖的、那种信任的这样的感觉。
One of the problems today is if there's only one child in marriage,Many times that child is self-centered.
那么这个时代呢，只有一个孩子的家庭呢，这个孩子是很自我中心的。
And they're going to continue to be self-centered.
这个自我中心是会持续到长大的。
That means they care for nothing much else but themselves, really.
这个意思是说呢，他关心的只有自己，不会想到别人。
But if you find a person who is very helpful,
如果有一个人他很愿意帮助人
That cares about other people
关心别人
That's willing to give a helping hand whenever they can
常常呢尽力的要伸手来帮别人
That's a good trait
那是很好的一个本质
Humility
谦卑
When you see a proud man or a proud woman Remember their first love is themselves
当一个人骄傲的时候，你要记得他们最爱的是自己。
When you see a young man or a young woman has a humble spirit, then that's a person that will care about others.
如果你看到有一个人呢，他们表示出他们的谦卑的态度，那表示他们会关心别人。
Now today, young people have a tendency to spend money.
这个年代年轻人很容易花钱
But it's a wise person that can watch the one they're going with to see their attitude toward money.
聪明的人要注意一下对方花钱的态度
There's two things you have to watch.
那么两个事情你要注意
That one that spends heavily without even thinking, just spends and spends.
有一种态度呢就是呢花钱都不会思考的就是尽量的花钱
Let me tell you young man If you have a girl That's constantly wanting things Or spending a lot of money or Getting money from her parents Remember She's going to expect that of you
如果你的女朋友常常跟家里要钱随便花钱的话以后她也会这样子花你的钱
But then you have the other end That one that is so tightholds on to every penny. It looks like it's good that they save money, but the fact is they will always be tight.
另外一端就是另外一个极端呢就是另外一种就是很刻薄然后非常的小气一分钱都不花的这样的人。
And you will have trouble As you live together with the finances.
这样子如果你跟他住在一起的话，在经济用钱方面就有问题了。
So be careful and watch the attitude of your friend.
所以好好的小心看你对方你的朋友花钱用钱的态度。
Now you know that when you get married, your husband needs to be a hard worker.
那当你结婚之后呢，你先生需要是一个勤劳的工作者。
If you can find one with an industrious spirit that really can work and get ahead, it will bless your lives.
如果你找到一个很勤劳、好好的，就是把工作做好的人的话，那你就有福气了。
If he's lazy, you're in trouble.
如果他是懒惰的，你就会有麻烦。
The same way with a girl.
女孩子也是一样。
If you find a young woman who is a lazy young girl,
如果你找到的年轻的女孩子呢，是一个很懒惰的女孩子。
You're going to have a home that will never be what you will be proud of.
这样的话，以后你的家就不会让你觉得引以为荣了。
But if you can find a young woman that is industrious and likes to work, it will be a blessing.
如果你找到一个女孩子呢，她非常的勤劳工作，那么也是你的祝福。
And then it's wonderful when you can find a person who has the ability to plan ahead.For possible problems.
如果你可以找到对方是一个会计划而且啊会想到以后的问题的人，那这样也是很好的。
They're not just living for the here and now, but they understand in their mind that they must work and plan toward the future.
他们的人生不是只有为现在今天而活而已，他们是为了未来而活。
Now, another thing that will show you if the friend that you have is not self-centered is that they're generous toward the needy.
另外一种人呢，就是很仁慈、很恩慈的，对于人家的需要非常的注意。
It's a fine girl that says to her young man, I'm going to stop here in the bakery and get something nice for that little lady that lives across from us.
比如说，你的朋友跟你讲说，我停一下。买几个面包给某一个啊，我邻居的人。
That'll be a girl with a generous spirit that loves people.
那么这样的人是很有恩慈的人，他爱一些他四周围的人。
You don't want someone who is always tearing you down.
你不会喜欢一个常常要贬低你的人。
That means that belittles you in front of people.
那意思是说呢，在别人面前来啊嘲笑你。
For that's the way your life will be like.
如果你有这样的伴侣的话，那以后你的人生就是这样子了。
It's so good to have a person who has a well-adjusted personality and can be fun to be around.
当有一个人跟你在一起，你觉得非常的有兴趣，而且很放松，那是很好的。
When their parents and their friends praise them and they're respected, that's a young person to keep your eye on.
如果是你的父母亲也赞赏的话，那你就可以好好的去思考了。
And to those of you who are Christians, you must have someone that is devoted to God, loves the Lord, and serves Him.
身为神的儿女，基督徒们，你一定要有一个伴侣，是爱神、服侍神、跟你一起相信神的人。
Now remember,This person may in a few years become your husband or wife.
记得你在交朋友这个人几年后可能会成为你的先生或你的太太。
Now I am talking to some of you married people who married those who you married because emotionally you fell in love.
那我现在要对这些你结婚了但是你结婚的对象是用情绪来选择的人。
But now you have woken upAnd you wonder, why did I ever marry that person?
现在你终于醒过来，自己怀疑说，为什么我要嫁给他或娶他呢？
The wave of emotion has passed, and now real living has begun.
情绪的浪潮已经退掉了，而真正的生活才开始呢。
Now he begins, or she begins to show their real self.
对方不管是先生或太太开始表现出他们的本相。
They return to the world of reality.
他们已经啊让你看到这个世界的现实。
They begin to assert themselves.
开始呢对自己为自己辩护。
He will begin to express his desires, but they will be different from hers.
那常常会讲出自己的需要，但是呢，跟对方又不一样。
He may desire sex, but she doesn't. She's too tired.
比如说先生呢，对于性的欲望很强，太太呢，却很累。
He wants to buy something, but she said no, no.
那先生呢，认为要买一个东西，太太呢，就反对。
She might want to visit her parents, and he says, I don't like spending so much time with your family.
或许太太很喜欢回娘家，然后先生说了，我不喜欢常常跟你的家人在一起。
He wants to go be with his friends, and she says, you love your friends more than you love me.
先生喜欢跟朋友在一起，太太就说呢，你爱你的朋友过于我。
Little by little, the illusion of intimacy evaporates.
这样的慢慢的彼此之间的亲密感呢越来就越生疏了。
And the individual's desires, emotions, thoughts, and behavioral patterns exert themselves.
这样子个别的意愿、个别的情绪、个别的想法、行为呢就彼此产生了两个不同的个体。
Now,They are beginning to feel they have fallen out of love.
现在会觉得两个人不相爱了。
Now, at this point, they do one of two things.
他们会做一两件事情。
They withdraw, go and do their own thing, and they become two separate people living in one house.
他们会开始对外面其他的事情有对他们有吸引力，然后两个人就个别行动。
No real joy or intimacy in their marriage.
在婚姻里面没有真正的喜乐或者是亲密感。
Or they set off in search of a new in love.
或许他们会找一个新的爱。
But we have a third answer.
但是我们还有第三个路可以走。
Because the two other ones will bring heartache.
因为这两个人会彼此产生一些痛苦的事情。
But they can begin to work hard, learning to love each other without this high emotional, feeling.
他们也可以开始不要用情绪，开始学习怎么样彼此真正的、深深的相爱。
You see, if we work at growing in love with each other,Our emotional needs for love is then met.
如果我们努力的来建立彼此的爱的话，到后来你的情绪方面是会被满足的。
And you have healthy emotional life.
那这样子你的情绪就会趋向健康了。
We long for affection and love.
当然我们渴望情感还有爱。
And we are going to talk about how to grow into love.That's real.
我们也会继续来谈一谈怎么样来建立真正的爱。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林。真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。